I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extremists in Syria threaten to attack a church giving out relief kits. Open Doors partners with this church to distribute both aid and New Testaments to anyone who asks. Now, the church is using this ministry to reach Muslims, but as long as Muslims are getting the aid, why do the extremists care? Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors explains.
Anytime they know that these things are getting out to Christians, they're upset because they know that the Christians will be giving with Muslims. And they're afraid that they'll try to convert them to Christ.
Pray for the ministry to continue and for Syrian Muslims to come to faith in Christ. Next, the shattered contents of homes in Ishinomaki, Japan, stand as a bleak testament to brokenness left by the 2011 tsunami. Sue Takamoto helped found the Nozomi Project through Asian Access. Now, Nozomi means hope, and the women they work with fashion jewelry from the pottery shards that tell a story of beauty. Through that, the gospel emerges.
We're just finding that women are beginning to see the reality of Jesus and of who he is in their lives. And women will say, my image of God was bad until I began to come and work here and meet many Christians who are living out something different.
And slow but steady wins the race in India. An audio scripture ministry's partners making good headway on their new ministry center. The skeleton of the building will be done in just a few weeks, and then work will start on the inside. ASM's partner gets God's word in audio to forgotten people groups like the disabled and the illiterate. This new ministry center will help them work more quickly and efficiently. So please pray for continued safety of the workers and also for funding. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts. It's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org. Type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.